So at the beginning of this meeting, we were talking about the huge missile that's circling the Earth. We don't know what's up with the Russians and several other things, you know, that are very threatening. So I came into prayer. I said to Our Lady, Blessed Mother, my heart is suspended. Oh God, have mercy. She replied, this is the prayer. Continue in mercy. Cry out for mercy. Whisper it in his ear. Let it continue to cry out with every heartbeat, for the hour of greatest mercy is upon us. All those who pray sincerely for mercy shall receive mercy. These events are something my son does not want to happen, but they are required in order to prepare mankind for his coming and his rule. He abhors pain and suffering for his children. It is another crucifixion for him, and even worse, because so many souls will perish. This is why we must keep a river of mercy and truth flowing. You are now in those times where Satan has the power to stop the flow of relevant information to the people who need it most. Pray that people will no longer be ignorant of what is taking place. Pray that they will wake up and see what is being done to them. Without a voice of resistance, they will easily subdue the masses. Of course, there is a resistance that has formed, but without the voice of the people, it will meet with great opposition. People love their comforts and have no idea that a prison cell or worse is awaiting them. It will take much to wake them up, Claire, and many will fall under the spell of the evil ones. All of this has been prepared carefully, with carefully laid groundwork, by lulling the people to sleep with their toys. They have lost sight of their freedoms because they are so focused on their toys. As a result, they offer no resistance as long as they can still have their accustomed comforts. You see, this was very cleverly planned decades ago. Now the dark ones rejoice, for they think their day has come. And in truth, it has. But oh, what tragedy for humanity. What a time of unequal suffering. And what will they give for their comforts? Their souls? Yes, tragically they will. But others will wake up and hear the voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Yes, you are all voices in the wilderness, offering supplication, tears, and many prayers that people should awaken before it's too late. And it is true, the hour is very late, and many still sleep. Your roles are oh so very important, because you are his voices. Let this voice go out far and wide to awaken souls. Let your prayers rend the heavens for what is yet to transpire on earth. There is no easy way to cleanse the toxic trash that litters the minds of every American, that holds sway over your judicial system, and has made America a hideously deformed entity. Yet the seeds of her destruction were sown alongside the good seeds. Now the harvest is ripe, and it is time to separate the poisonous tares from the nourishing wheat. But oh, how great the cost! Almost total annihilation of your nation. Yet there is hope, because when he returns, all citizens of the earth will receive what they have sown. The evil will be purged, the good will be nourished and rise up to build a holy edifice, holy and pure all the way through. The halls of justice will no longer be corrupt. The lame and poor will be healed and taught, and have-nots will be given abundant provision from the haves. Truth and justice will flourish, and man's conscience will no longer be seared shut by the fires of greed. This is the season you are in, heart dwellers. This is the time of preparation, and it is very messy. But I want all to hold on to the hope that in the end, Jesus will have triumphed and instituted his government, for it will rest upon his shoulders, and none shall suffer from corruption any longer. Please meditate on these thoughts, and you will have strength to overcome all that must transpire before this day. Yes, it will cost you, but oh, how very great the reward for those who are faithful. He has gone to prepare a place for you, and he's coming back to take you to where he is. Rest in this, and that you are privileged to see the day coming upon the earth. Be strong in your Lord, my children. Be strong in him, knowing full well that he loves you and has only good things in store for you.